And I don't want to get.
Dude, I'm also. We're not gonna hold our breath for it because, like, with the whole fucking vaccine.
Yeah, my mom got it.
My mom got waitlisted because they were out. Like, by the time, like, she got an appointment, they don't have any to give.
That's crazy.
She's pulled them up, made a reservation. She got the first shot. She got tickets, second shot.
Yeah, I think, like, the elderly.
Yeah, the elderly. She got it.
Yeah, the elderly.
That's why everybody says the vaccine is, like, people going crazy. I said, my mom got it a week. She's doing fine.
Yeah, Mio, get your coffee and stuff. Get everything ready.
But it's, like, my roommate, she got it. Because, again, she works in the med office. Yeah. And, like, same thing, everyone's saying first shot was fine, second shot, like, it took her out, but, like, she's fine now.
Okay. And a lot of people, yeah. Do I personally know anybody that has it?
No.
Well, that got the shot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I personally don't know anybody that got the vaccination. We good, Mio?
Yeah.
We good over there?
Yeah.
How we looking? How's Lord Chompa looking? Am I looking fat?
And I'm sober for this episode, so.
Hey, let's see how this goes. Yeah, you can start recording both. Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
This is recorded.
Is it? Is it blinking red?
Red?
You see, is it blinking red?
No, it's just red button.
Yeah, yeah. It's red?
Yeah, it's red.
Okay, yeah, that means it's recording. We're good.
This one.
Excuse me. So sorry.
There you go.
Woo.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. And we good on that one, too? You gotta stop hitting this motherfucker right here. What up? What up? What is up, everybody? It's the Otaku MC, the Shogun, the Rap Games, Akira, Lord Champa himself, Marik Champru. I gotta check these levels because Mio is about to play some music for us. You can start your mix-up, girl. We gotta do some quick-ish in the very beginning. We got some music. We got a little music there. Is that Mio playing Mio?
What?
That Sorry. Sounded like you just now.
Oh, that's a compliment.
I thought you were singing just now.
No, it's you know what though? You're not the only one that actually said it. It's just like, so when I first, recorded my vocals, like 2 years ago, for the first time in a long time, because I lost my confidence and everything, right? Like singing. So, and then, like my homegirl, heard the record, and I said, "Oh, is this you? I thought I was Ariana Grande." I was like, "What? I don't even sound like her." It's like, wish, but then like, I'll take it as a
everybody.
I was very flattered.
Go to Mio Soul's Twitch right now. She's gonna have a long ass ponytail now and hella makeup. Talking about watch. Yeah. Nya, nya. Nah, but you can really sing. You forgot.
Singing, but I kind of stopped singing.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
like I slowed down when it came to music. You know, I love making music. I love writing raps, but it's very taxing on the soul sometimes, and you know you lose that passion for it.
True.
But play that Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Play that. Play yourself, Mio. Yo, get it, play yourself.
If I put it quite plainly,
just give me the baby. So what you doing tonight? Belly out.
Better stay doing you right. Watching movies, but we
ain't
seen a thing tonight.
I
don't wanna keep you up.
Everybody, we out here with the Lord Chompa show. We're gonna start with some quick ish, real quick. Yo, she's playing a little Jammy Jam. This is a song by Ariana Grande. I didn't hear that one. What? We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about that today.
Can you stay up all night?
I love this approach.
Can we stay up all night? Fuck a jet lag. Bring your fine ass and overnight back. Add up the numbers or get behind that. Sit and rewind that. Listen, you'll find that. I want that 6-9 without Takashi. And I want your body. And I make it obvious. Wake up the neighbors. We got an audience. They hear the clapping, but we not applauding. 6 o'clock and I'm crushing.
Make it 7 o'clock
and he running. When it hit 8 o'clock, you said fuck it. Forget your fat pretending. I'm hook. Make a cap. Make a back.
But this time, the PC owners are finally getting all of the lucky motherfuckers. Xbox fans are still mad. Xbox fans are like pissed off right now due to the fact that they will not be able to play any video games from KH, but if you have what's that, the Epic Store, if you have that, you'll be able to play the game. Starting when? I don't know, but yeah, too bad. Right? April Jones is getting wiped up by Dr. Dre. I know what? You guys. Well, she's not, but supposedly they're dating. So we got to add some salacious. Yeah, we got to add some salacious news in our stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Dre about to be broke.
Yeah, he needs to stop. Yeah, Dre is wildin'. And I love Dre, but Dre is bugged out. And supposedly Detox is on the way. So, why are you doing that to me, Neo? Why? No. Why are you playing my baby? No. Keep it going.
No, it's such a thing.
Oh, it keeps heating up, overheating. You know what? How about this? Don't even stress it. So, let your laptop rest for a bit. Then we're gonna give you a mixing set. How about that? Utada's giving her life again. Yeah. Because that's my baby. I love me some Utada Hikaru. That's my track. Favorite album of all time, Heart Station. Yes. But yeah, Dre is going to go broke messing with these ladies. I was going to say another word, but I ain't going to say it. Meek Mill's versus 6ix9ine, the internet edition.
Oh, God.
Why?
Why? Because
stop giving 6ix9ine a platform.
We're using the people we dislike in quick shits so people can pay attention to us and what we're saying, but we're just talking about how both of them suck musically and as individuals. They both suck. Yeah? You seen the video? I know you seen the video. Yeah. You pussy, nigga. You fucking pussy. Look at him. He got cops too. Yeah, y'all both need to get y'all lives together. This I wanted to talk about. Jesus Christ, why is it a quick shit though? T Money, Sci High.
I heard they said that we got somebody trying to take him out.
Jesus Christ, holy shit! Go ahead, T. Go ahead. Thank you.
I was saying that.
Thank you, Miss Molly.
There was an assassination attempt on his life.
Yes.
So it's like, and he was saying about how he wanted to, how he feel like he don't bother nobody, how he don't know who would come after him like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And like I said, everybody gotta understand that when you have a past,
it's gonna come back.
It's gonna come back. Just when you become famous. But that person that you probably did something wrong to in the past is probably gonna be like, oh, he's famous now. I'm gonna get him now, especially. Now they have even more racism. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's why he was saying, you know, he's lucky to be alive and stuff. I said, yeah, just gotta watch your back around the streets right now because they're at.
Mm-mm-mm. And if Miss Mio Chan was to check the quick shits notes instead of worrying about DJing and nyan 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 all the time, 34 plus 35, Doja, Megan, and Ariana Grande dropped the video. It had me up butt ass naked till the daylight in the dark by myself. What? It was a good song, guys. I don't like the song.
It's a good
one. Yeah, it's charging. Oh, wait. So, hold on. What happened with your iPhone, Tristan?
No, I'm just, like, overcharging my phone.
Don't do that. That kills your battery faster, bro. Never do that. Like, all jokes aside, what level is it on now? I would say just turn it off and keep it off. Honestly, because if you like,
it's bad for any phone with overcharge. Yeah,
you keep it plugged in. Like my laptop, I'm gonna have to, before I give it to you, I'm gonna have to swap the battery because I keep it plugged in all the time. And when you unplug it, it only lasts an hour and a half, which isn't good. But yeah, don't do that. You could unplug it. That's for the camera. So, but yeah.
No, because you want to charge like I did. Overcharging.
And iPhones suck at the end of the day, so it is what
we're not gonna go around this about talking about iPhones versus Android.
That's what I was trying to get into. iPhones are trash, bro. But let's get into this episode of the Lord Chompa Show. What up, everybody? It's the Otaku MC, the Shogun, the Rap Games. Thank you, Tristan. It's about time you start participating instead of drinking up all the hot chocolate.
You see, I was being nice.
Mari Jampru. And I'm here with my peoples, T-Money. Say what's up to the motherfuckers out there.
What's going on, guys?
Happy Bun Bun. Say what's up to these fools.
Hi, hi.
Hey, yo, yo, where the cat at? Where's the little...
Yum.
Where's...
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. Yum, yum. She got her headphones on. She's not even... No, she has one ear out. She... This is what I mean by... Mio Soul is like...
She's in her own
born
zone.
To be a DJ.
She's
not
zone.
Paying us no mind.
She is. She do that on purpose.
No mind. Yeah, she's doing that shit on purpose. We doing a whole intro. She's like, fuck this.
No, it's like music. It's like the controller shit. I mean, so my laptop's like plugging out.
Hello.
There we go. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't ask, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, don't ask. Yeah. Episode number what, Tristan?
39.
My man, so far he's been on point for 2 weeks. Get it? Get it.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, I got it. You did good. It's okay.
Come on, guys. inside joke, but we out here. Let the people know where they can find you, Tristan. We got to keep it pushing.
My Twitter, @Breezy, and my Instagram, @T_Z_$.
Miss Bun Bun.
You can find me at Happy Bun Bun on Instagram and Happy Bun Buns. Just the same thing with an S on Twitter. Again, if you see what I do on the Instagrams, then maybe you'll catch something a little bit more on Twitter.
Mio Soul, where can the people find you at?
Follow me on Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, SoundCloud @IAMMILSOUL.
And Malik Champlu, you already know what it is. But Fluff It, thank you all that's listening, that's watching. Let's get into this episode right here. There's a lot of music news, first of all, we're going to talk about, but we're not going to spend too much time on it. Justin Timberlake finally apologizes to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson.
Too little, too late, move on.
I knew it.
Too little, too late. Move on. You had your chance. Exactly. Yeah, you can cry ass over. What? Like, how long ago was that?
That was
2002.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just like now of all times. Nah, you can suck it.
20 years, 2 decades.
You can suck it. It's like you can suck it because are you gonna pay back Janet Jackson for all the work she lost because of that?
That was what, 2007? 2007.
Yeah. No, they blacklisted her after that.
She got blackballed.
Yeah. They blacklisted her after that.
She couldn't do shows. She couldn't do the Super Bowl.
I didn't know he pulled it. Like,
so the idea was, so like the real tea is that it was meant to happen, but he wasn't supposed to pull up the whole tit. It was supposed to like just take off the top because it was two layers. And he went ham and pulled up the whole thing instead of what he was, because that was planned. Just not
have naked by the end of this song.
Because her naked boob was on TV.
Yeah,
that's why. The whole... This is why it's just like so... That's why I'm like, too little, too late.
And he was in a position where he could have, helped her out, saved her, but he didn't want to sacrifice...
And then what happened? He stayed quiet.
Yeah, he didn't want to sacrifice his position where he was at, where he was going. Mm-hmm. So he just kept quiet. He was like, hey, you shouldn't have had your titty pulled out on TV. Exaggerating.
Well, when you're silent, that's basically what you're saying, then, you know? If you don't come out in support of her, because he didn't say he just stayed quiet.
Keep going, don't stop.
I was gonna say, he might as well just stay quiet, because who cares?
Hey.
I'm pretty sure Janet Jackson is just like laughing her ass off. And what, you're gonna pay me millions now? Mm. What does this mean for me? What is this apology? I'm pretty sure she's like, what does this apology mean to me? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Your words mean nothing. Yeah,
2000. I feel like he's only doing that because of the times. It's like, well, it's like everybody regretted it. It's like something. It's like, what's the point of you saying it? Nobody was even thinking about that. Number one, like the thing I said, you want to pause that because like nobody even talks about like that anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, it's old news. Like that guilt came back
and was getting him. That's why. Because, it was so many years later, and then when they brought it up.
But again, what does your guilt mean if you're not giving back to her?
I think he has an album coming out, that's why. Because it's like, this was very random as to why. Why are you apologizing to him now?
That's what I was saying.
This happened years ago.
This happened years ago.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Justin Timberlake, you're a titty monger. You bastard. I still like his music. And I understand why everyone is mad. Especially when I heard, like, the actual story of him and Britney. So when they were dating, Britney was trying to pretty much, you know, keep her relationship out of the public eye. But he was like, yeah, I was fucking her. Like, you know, trying to be that dude in front of the whole world, thus tarnishing her name and her image, you know. And it was like everybody that was around Britney was fucking her over. Her father, I think her sister too, Jamie or whatever. But not like as much as everyone else. And if I got that information wrong, I apologize. Don't come at me. Leave Britney alone. Yeah, I know.
Free Britney.
Yeah, free Britney.
I have, that's a whole different conversation for next time. But conservatorships in general, because I work in the field of developmental disabilities, things
fuck people
up. Yeah. And they fuck people over. So that's why I'm like, yes, I'm against
There's a Britney doc you should watch. I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah, it's on Hulu.
Yeah, you've seen it, right?
I have not yet. Why saw my thing. Yeah, it just came out.
That's the one I'm talking about where they put it, where they showed it. It's like they're really trying to frame Britney.
and take her money, too.
And when she was going crazy, she wasn't really going crazy. She was like, I want my fucking kids.
You know how fucked up that is? It'd be like, oh, no, she's out of her mind. She's going crazy. She's like, first of all, you don't know shit.
Yeah.
And then second of all, like, you just wanted her for her money.
Yeah.
She was a cash cow.
Yeah, they were doing Britney dirty. I feel so bad for her. So bad for her.
Technically, they still are because she's still under that conservatorship.
Yeah, her father has rights to her estate and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like she's just a slave.
Basically.
No pun intended. I'm a slave for you. And
I had it. That's why it's different now. A lot of these artists are having people getting stabbed and stuff. To the point where after the JoJo, after a couple of other people, like, they bought their concept, they were playing their concept, not saying, damn, that's not work. But people were so desperate for the money because they didn't have no other way at that time. Like, you need a label, you had to do it. Because it was like, you have it now. Today, you don't have to depend on it. But you got a phone, you were interested.
So let's get past all of that. We got a new Biggie doc coming. Rest in peace to the Notorious B.I.G. A couple stories. Don't matter. Notorious B.I.G., rest in peace. He has a new documentary coming out soon. What people don't know is that it's produced, or I think co-produced, by Sean Puff P. Diddy Combs. That nigga had several names over the past decade. I don't know what to call that. But he's co-producing this, and everyone wants to see it, myself included. But I want to see some like real shit about Biggie.
Yeah, it's like,
is this gonna be a documentary or like a biofilm like the last one?
No, documentary.
Documentary. Okay.
Because what it was like everybody keeps saying they keep the name the same story, and I keep saying
yes.
It's a lot of other stories too that nobody really knew about. So even the documentary, like, you didn't know about Biggie and E-40's conversation. So that
documentary. Ooh, I didn't know about that. Like what?
Yeah.
What the hell?
E-40's a G. I tell you. He had Biggie, he had him to the point that they was beefing. He cornered him. He had his men stuck up, hold him down. He invited him to a show. It was a setup. So he had his men
come with shit.
Yep. He had his men come on. Yep. Because Biggie had said they had this E-40. That's what. But nobody knew about that until that documentary. That's why I watched these documentaries, because you never know. There's still a lot of stories you don't know behind the scenes that happened. So I want to see, like, maybe it's a new Biggie story that happened. And nobody, I didn't know that. So I watched the thing. Like, E-40 really had killed Biggie and stuff.
Dang.
It got that serious. So.
Notorious B.I.G. I can't. I want to see this. I just hope it doesn't suck. That's it.
Netflix documentary lately, I ain't gonna lie, because I was supposed to watch all of them when I was sick. They're not that bad. Like, they be having some good documentaries sometimes. But it's just because they did so many big documentaries. It's like, why always something you never know. It's always something to learn. So.
True. And hopefully we learn some new shit about Biggie, Biggie, Biggie. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize. Trust me. Not me. Yo, you guys heard about Gina Carano? She, first of all, let me start it off with this. She held it. And I was like, damn. Well, not, is she really racist?
She said some things, man.
Yeah.
Is she really racist?
Yeah.
She said something. That's what she got in trouble for. She was saying she was saying ableist shit and racist shit.
Damn.
That's why I say it wasn't just this time. Like, they kind of let her slide with the other ones. That's why I was like, all this and I got real. I said, bro, she kind of been like being.
She said she said something that was transphobic, I believe, and then she also said like some racist shit. And like now, I mean, if there's anything. If you want to put two and two, I would say if you want to put two and two together, Ben Shapiro just like hired her.
And Ben Shapiro.
Do you know who Ben Shapiro is?
No, I've
right
heard,
wing.
The only Ben Shapiro that I know is Ben Shapiro from the movie The Wackness.
Well, he is pretty whack. The Ben Shapiro I'm talking about, but he is a right wing conservative.
What?
Yes. Yeah. So and he just hired her to be a part of like. Whatever content he's putting out there. So, Jesus. And they're calling it, and they're framing it, like, on his side, and I've seen the tweets for it, for him, and then also for her, they're framing it as conservative censorship.
I thought she just said, you know, like, people write, it was something about, like, it was a Jewish comment.
Yeah,
it was something like that, and then like I'm like,
no, she had a whole slew of things. It wasn't just
okay. So, yeah. So and then yeah. I found out later on they were waiting for her to do some extra shit.
Yeah, they were waiting for
I found out that not just now, mm-hmm. and then I found out that you know she was saying a lot of shit over the past couple of years, and it's like,
I mean, anyone who's saying that what happened to her is conservative censorship, I think you have the wrong idea of what happened here.
Let me say something. She hella thick.
You can be pretty and dumb at the same time.
She can. She mm-hmm. pretty. She pretty dumb. She is pretty dumb. She done fucked up that bag right there for a Disney show. And speaking of Disney, anybody been watching WandaVision? WandaVision.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Knuckle touch me.
Well, I also I have to mute everything because I have me and my husband and my brother, like, our thing is we have to watch it together. Mm-hmm. Like, we just have to.
But you got school.
Well, not even that I have school. It's also, like, he has work. Right? So it's just, like, so Mr. Bun Bun works, so it's, like,
yeah, okay. Why don't you just wait for 12 o'clock tonight when it comes on?
No, because my brother sleeps.
Wake his ass up.
No.
30 minutes.
But again, this is why we make it work for us. Friday, it's always a Friday, because then if we can see each other, we have lunch, or we do the simul streaming. From like his place or our place, and then you could see us on our phones like frantically texting what the fuck just happened, or like when we're in the same house together, we're like what the fuck just happened. So like
they're setting it up for
the next two ones are an hour each.
Are they?
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
I'm sorry, Ms. Bun Bun, but my nipples are so fucking hard right now.
No, it's fine. I know a lot of people like that.
Fiending for an hour episode, dude.
It's been getting. It was
final
been,
one, I think, isn't it?
No, it's two more.
Two-hour episodes.
Because it's two episodes, an hour each.
I could see what they're doing. Because, you know, like, television nowadays, like, certain shows are an hour long now. I feel like the next two episodes are going to be, like, a reality show. Like, because as you can see, they're going through the, you know, the stages of American television.
Yeah, of sitcoms.
So now we're probably going to get, like, a real world type of
thing. I hope
it
goes Desperate Housewives. I just wanted to go Desperate.
That would be funny.
I was gonna be like, that'd be so funny.
Especially with what's the name coming out now? The Witch?
With Agatha? Okay. So
yeah, I love that song.
I was gonna say, to be fair, everyone who's read the comics were all like, she's Agatha. Like, Agnes? Yeah. Like, come on, it's both. It's Agatha Harkness, Agnes. Yeah. Together, right?
I'm watching it. I'm like, she's a witch. Like, the episode when she was in the car,
mm-hmm.
I was like, me and Harmony were watching it. She's like, oh my god, she's a witch. I'm like, she's a witch.
Oh yeah, and Agatha.
Oh shit, she's a witch. Because I don't know the comics. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know the comics. But all I do know is I heard that like a witch like trained Wanda or some weird shit.
Yeah, that's
like
Agatha.
That.
In the comics. Agatha was her mentor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, she's a witch. I'm like, oh shit, she's in every fucking scene. Why is she here? She's a bad guy.
I'm just like, if you don't know about the comics, and like everyone's like, where the boys go? And I was like, oh man, yeah. I wonder if
what's
they go.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
Yo, if they go the route, I'm gonna be like, we're all gonna be so traumatized if they go the route. If it's like, so let's say if Mephisto, so like everyone's saying like it's Mephisto, right?
Uh-huh.
So like in the comics, as it turns out, there's like, as if I remember correctly, the boys are really like a figment of her imagination, mm-hmm. and they only exist when she thinks about them. Mm-hmm. And then also, in the comic that I'm thinking about right now, the boys were manifested as a part of, and their power also comes from like a part of Mephisto's soul. So there's literally a panel in the comics where he's absorbing the boys back and he has baby boy hands. because he's absorbing them back into his being. Yeah, I mean, like, if they go that route, I was gonna say, if they go that route, we're gonna be super traumatized, but I'm like, that's...
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they will. It's Marvel.
Well, I mean, like, but it's also Marvel. Like, who knows, because this is like...
Disney, too.
Well, look at Mandalorian. Mandalorian has a lot of guns, shooting, cursing in there.
I don't know Mandalorian, but I'm saying with Marvel, they kind of dumbed a lot of stuff
down. No, unless it deals with, like, racist topics. That's, like we spoke about last time. You know, they're toning down when it comes to, like, racial content. But when it comes to violence and shit like that, they're about to start a...
Did you hear about
the Disney Plus 18 shit?
Yeah,
they're trying to move the Marvel shit over there.
Because, you know what, that's true. It's like, they do the most violent shit without... Like, really, the whole, like, rating system seems so arbitrary because the way they get away with it for the rating systems, quote-unquote, is that they don't have physical blood. If you look at all the movies, they're all fucking dying. They're all impaled or some shit.
Everyone died in the universe.
But then also, if you, this is something we gotta fact check to think about. Like, but when Gamora gets thrown off, right?
Yeah.
And then she gets thrown off. You don't see her.
No blood. You don't see any blood.
But then I think her blood's a different color. I think there's a pool of something, but it ain't red because she's an alien.
So yeah, we gotta check that. Because I'm pretty sure.
Sure there was like a pool of something, but it wasn't red. Mm-hmm.
Even with even with Guardians of the Galaxy in the beginning, when Homie took the hammer and cracked his skull, blue blood. It was blue blood. It wasn't red blood.
I feel like they get away with it because it's not red.
Yes, and it's like that on YouTube. It's everywhere. Like with Mortal Kombat, we're going off topic. But when Mortal Kombat came out, people were, if you check like the older videos, they were like putting black and white or different colors because of the gore. You can show someone getting impaled, but if we see red blood, we got a problem. Which is weird. Which is fucking weird.
But WandaVision is going to be so good.
WandaVision is trash. But I love Kat. I love Kat Dennings. I love Kat Dennings.
Is that Captain Marvel?
No, Kat Dennings is...
Up there. That's Monica Rambeau. But it's not Captain Marvel's daughter. Oh, she doesn't. Captain Marvel does not have a daughter.
No. Her friend.
They are... They're about to make Rambo. Yeah, they're going to make Rambo... There's Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel, right?
So so for the MCU,
yes.
If we just go by the MCU, Captain Marvel was the Kree doctor that Captain Marvel befriends, and then she dies and she gets her memory wiped, right? In the Captain Marvel movie, so Marvel was her mentor, and she is Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Right. So what you're, if you're talking about Monica Rambeau's character, like we're speculating what her name is. It's either because Monica has
like Photon.
Yeah, she's Photon or Spectrum, and like I'm betting. So like it depends on like what you think is gonna happen or like how her powers, because they're very similar. But I was thinking that she's gonna be Spectrum, and everyone's like, no, it has to be Photon. Or, like, makes more sense.
Nah, she's gotta be Verizon.
No, well, exactly. But she has like many different names. But like I feel like if their hints were for Spectrum, because like she sees like the spectrum of light and everything, and like she uses spectrometer because she goes into the fucking wall and now, she has her powers and everything. But it could honestly, it's up for grabs. It could be either way. She has
now in the comics, doesn't she become the new Captain Marvel?
At one point, yes.
Yes.
At one point,
I hear murmurs on Reddit and shit like that. They're like trying to set it up to where they're trying. They're trying to get rid of her because I think there's like internal issues. So they're probably going to... This is what people
Depend, speculate. I know, but it also... Well, Brie Larson is set up for Captain Marvel too.
Yes.
Like, she's still in it. Yes. And so, is, I believe... Monica Rambeau's going to be in it. And so, and then...
Yeah, because...
Pretty sure her best friend's going to be
Rambo as a kid was in Captain Marvel. I still haven't watched Marvel.
Yeah.
I was about to watch it with Harmony, but she was like, I don't want to watch this, Daddy. Put on River City Girls. Okay. But we're going to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen a clip because I was like, oh shit, she has powers now. And I don't know about like this new generation of the Marvel characters that are coming up. I have no idea. So it's really interesting to see like Captain Marvel, like learn about Captain Marvel, Photon or Spectrum or Verizon, whatever her name is, Sprint, whatever the fuck.
Well, it's really interesting too because the boys are part of the Young Avengers, as is Hawkeye's daughter and everything. So they're like, so everyone is speculating that like, so what the speculation I made about like in the comics, like they get absorbed back and like they cease to exist.
Yeah.
There's a whole, I'm not going to talk about all of them, but there's a whole different ways that the boys come back and whatnot. Point is, I also don't think they're going to go the route I just talked about, like that's traumatizing or the boys are gonna exist outside of the bubble because they're part of Young Avengers. And like, baby they're already, hands. I mean, so is, was it Miss Marvel that they have coming up?
Yeah.
You know, they have Miss Marvel coming out, and then they have Hawkeye's daughter coming out with Hawkeye, I believe. So,
yeah.
These boys are gonna exist outside.
You are such a geek, bro.
That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. We started talking about comics. She was like, my lane, nigga.
Well, I mean, like anime and that too.
Oh, shit. And they say we don't talk about gaming and anime. Man, fuck out of here, bro.
We like to talk about a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things to talk about. Have you guys been playing any games recently? Any video games? Oh! What system are you playing Spider-Man on? Team Money? Wow. So he's Hollywood now because he got a PS5 every day. This morning, on God, he pulls up to my crib. He's like, what's up? Outside smoking. I'm not supposed to smoke weed over here. It's an old Asian. All with you. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm Team Money, nigga. I'm fucking with y'all. Nah, how you like it?
Nah, it's fine. It's like I said, the way I just want to play Spider-Man. I got a couple of other games I want to play for, like Devil May Cry World Edition, but it's a good download time, bro. Bro, remember you had to wait a whole hour? Mm-hmm. I had to download 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I need 45 seconds. Download the whole game. I'm like,
And you guys got it plugged in. Yeah. Hardwired. Ethernet cable, let's go. Hardwired game. Mimi. Other camera. Hardwired is the way.
I didn't bother him to leak about it. I put a picture of the controller.
Yeah, I seen that picture. I saw the picture. You know, I was about to beat my meat and shit, right? So I'm about to take care of myself, scrolling through Instagram, and I see a controller on my timeline. And I'm like, why? Who's handed? Oh, wow. I'm calling Tristan. He's not answering the phone. Not calling him. Niggas start putting up stories and going live and shit. Oh, you funny, bro.
Hilarious.
Yo, you funny. I'm calling him, literally. Yo, nothing. I look at his live. Yeah, I'm over here playing that new Spider-Man on the PS5. You a Bronx nigga for real, bro.
I'm not Bronx, I'm Brooklyn.
You a uptown nigga for real. What about you, Bun Bun? You been playing anything new?
I've just been going off of my Animal Crossing, and I'm gonna go pick up Persona Strikers
right now. Yeah, you only got a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can leave early, because we know you got stuff to do and stuff to take care of.
Like I said, you know, my locks.
Okay, but still, you know how I'm about edumacations. I'm about the cheerings and the Who's that, Tristan? Right?
Yeah. Well, I said the latest I got is 15 more minutes. That's what I got.
Okay,
that's
cool. Oh yeah, we're about to be done real soon. And yeah, she's gonna get strikers, trashers.
It's okay. He doesn't understand the love we have for Persona, guys.
Musou is trash. Persona's trash.
Know what he's talking about. It's okay.
Kingdom Hearts is trash.
Everything is trash.
PlayStation 5 is trash.
he's just calling it trash because he can't beat it.
Yeah. So he was calling
the PS5
trash, but you don't have one.
I quit this show.
Did I?
You hurt my soul.
Did I hit a nerve?
You hurt me soul, like Lupe said.
No.
Hurt
me soul. It's okay, you'll live. You'll beat the games one day. Then they won't be trash.
Wow. I've been playing hella games because I ain't got no life. I finally beat God of War.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, after years of me saying that game is trash, I'm addicted. Especially on my TV, I got a big-ass 50-inch 4K TV. I never liked God of War. The old-school God of War, I respected the Norse mythology or whatever. Not Norse mythology. Bun, it's Norse mythology, right?
I believe...
You're beating the game 10 times.
God of War? I thought...
It goes
off
of Greek mythology.
I was going to say Greek mythology. I'm like, no, it's not Norse.
Yeah,
it's definitely Greek.
Yeah. I didn't like the camera style in the original God of War.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like anything that's top down. The only top down game that I really like and love are Supergiant. The company Supergiant, their games are amazing because of the gameplay and the actual story. It's a different art style. But old school God of War, I just didn't like that pullback camera bullshit. But this one right here is godlike. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to platinum that. I'll be on live really soon, guys. Y'all see what's going on in my house. Every time I go live, it's too much back and forth. I ain't got time for it. So it's like, I pull back when it comes to the live streaming. But I'll be back really soon, guys. Really soon. What else was I playing? I was playing River City Girls with my daughter. Finally beat that game. What are you laughing at? You got a problem with girls in River City? Yes, you do. Yo, what's wrong? They will beat your ass. I can't beat you up. You don't step up. But those girls, they beat up anybody. Anybody. My girl plays as Kyoko. And I gotta play as Misato. Y'all don't even know about that. I hate Misato. Until I unlock her Stone Cold Stunner move. And it's a really, really, really good game. I like you. Are y'all judging me right now?
No, he's the one judging you.
Are y'all judging me right now?
I'm not judging you. I just said thumbs up.
River City Girls? Nah, that's a really cool game. And I've been playing Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
How is that?
The game. Oh my god. I have it on my PS3. I love that game. So as soon as it came out on the PS4 and the Switch, had to. $15?
What would you, like, so when you play it, what platform do you play it on right now?
All three.
All three?
So PS3, my PS4, and my Switch.
So how would you compare, like, if someone had to choose, so I'm going to go with, like, PS4 and the Switch. If you had to pick it for the Switch?
Get it on, it's perfect on the Switch. Mm-hmm. Due to the fact that it's a beat-em-up. Mm-hmm. Anything that's
download,
like...
download only?
No,
or you can get physical. Cool.
When it comes to, and this is just my perspective, anything that's extremely high pixelated, animated, 2D, that's for the Switch.
I agree.
It looks good. It feels good playing it in handheld. It's like Game Boy Advance days. It just takes you back. Like, I hate playing, prime example, like playing fucking Doom on a Switch. It just doesn't feel right. It's cool. You know, it's cool to have these games on the go, but it's not meant to be on the go. Opposed to, this is just how I feel. But
no, I think we're similar on that because, yeah. Like, I was asked if I wanted to get the Witcher for the PS4 or the Switch when it, because it came out and bundled for, like, the Switch. And I was like, I'm going to wait for the next sale so I can get it on the PS4. Because I feel it was built for the PS4. And even though it got ported into the Switch, I'm like, I don't think.
It's like how you feel about Mega Man Zero. I feel it should not be on the PS4 and it's better for the Switch. Because
that's facts.
It was made extremely for Nintendo on the Game Boy Advance. So that was a Nintendo exclusive at the time. That didn't come out nowhere else.
That's facts.
So they put it on a P4 later. It's like the controls is different. You might as well play it on the Switch port. But like, it just don't feel right in the P4. That's the only reason he got it. I said, you got it for the P4. I said, well, that's the only sense. I said, I got it for the Switch. And he said, you got Street Fighters for the Switch. You can't say nothing.
And I love those games, man. But it's all on your preference, people. Mm-hmm. You don't have to listen to us. It's just a certain nostalgic feel for when it comes to 2D platformers and certain games that have that color and flair. They're built for one system. That's why I said in the last episode, I'm getting an Xbox to play Ninja Gaiden. Because I remember playing it on the Xbox, and it felt so good playing it on Xbox. When I had it, Ninja Gaiden Sigma on a PlayStation 3, that shit felt wonky. It felt weird. That's like playing Resident Evil 4 on the fucking PS3, PS4. It feels weird. I need a GameCube controller, bro. I'm weird like that. So I bought the game, like those games specifically for those systems, because I'm used to playing it on whatever system. And it just feels different. You feel me? Mio is over here jamming. Jesus Christ. Mio having a good time over there. Oh, and Luigi's Mansion. I finally played and beat that with the kid as well.
What do you think?
Go ahead and play it.
I have a backlog. Well, you guys know I have a backlog list, so I was like, it's on my list of things I want to get.
That and Zoids.
Let me tell you something.
Oh my god. I haven't... Zoids is nostalgic for me. I used to build the Ligers, because you know when KB Toys was a thing, I used to build the Ligers. Yes,
I bought the Ligers.
You understand the Ligers.
I bought the Ligers. Yeah, that's it. put together.
The blue like.
Yeah. I used to be like, I want to put it together because I liked it. At that time, I was collecting like action figures and certain stuff. Mm-hmm. So I collected the Zoids. And I was like, you had to put the literally put the liar together. I'm like, that's what's the only
thing. I got
to
find that kid. You know what? I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to look for the kid so we can
But they came out with a game for it.
Liger kits are trash.
He's just hating because he didn't have a
chance. Gunplas are trash. That game that you were talking about, Zoids, whatever, I'm not getting that version. I'll wait until the one that came out in Japan last year comes out over here. So that'll probably come out this year. I'll wait. And as for Luigi's Mansion, trash.
I was gonna say, to be fair, that whole roundabout was just like, you know, sometimes I really miss conventions, and sometimes you remind me of why I'm okay. Yeah. You remind me why I'm okay.
Wow. But nah, Luigi's Mansion is fucking lit. I love it. I wasn't a fan of Luigi's Mansion. I had the first one on the GameCube. Mm-hmm. I missed the second one. Third one came out. My child is like, yo, daddy, I want Luigi's Mansion. I said, kid, you can't play Luigi's Mansion. She proved me wrong.
She
proved me wrong. She was going through them levels, figuring out the puzzles. I was sitting here like, you little gamer. She's like, daddy, look. I beat the big kitty cat. It transforms.
That's so cute.
How
old is she now?
She's six. I helped her out with all the puzzles and shit. But that's besides the point. She did really good. I'm proud of her. And I had fun playing that game. I really liked the game. I have my own file. She has her own file. Like, I have my own name. Like, mm-hmm. I said, my file, and she has hers. She got every single button on that motherfucker. Proud of her. But for the past couple of weeks, besides God of War, I've been just playing games with the kid. That's it. Catching up on some games. Just chilling with the kid, relaxing, you know? It's been pretty cool. And the FGC is going crazy right now. This is the last topic, and we're going to get out of here because we got shit to do. So we're giving y'all a shorter episode. And you know what? We just might keep giving y'all shorter episodes. And I'm pretty sure y'all going to be like, no, we want longer episodes. But now we're going to give y'all shorter episodes. Plus, we got time constraints. So, you know, it is
what it
is. Yeah, we got things to do. But Guilty Gear Strive. The beta just dropped, and it was one fucking crazy weekend. You guys don't care. I've been jizzing everywhere in that seat that you're sitting in, where your arm is at, Tristan, on her freaking controller, even though she just brought that. That's kind of weird. I've been going crazy, like, and I think this game is going to revive the fighting game scene. And I'm glad. I've been jizzing everywhere. On the microphones. On the lights. Why do you think this light looks like that? You think it's the color? No.
That's
nasty. That's been there for a long time, that color. That's why.
Well, I guess, you know, it was the last time you see around here, guys. Separate.
But no. Guilty Gear Strive is coming out in the next 2 months. I pre-ordered the Ultimate Edition after playing that beta. And the only thing I have to say is that this is going to revive the fighting game community. They've had, like, the highest number of... beta testers?
Mm-hmm.
It's trash. It's horrible.
It's too much weirdos out there, bro. You can bring back a new game.
Just even with fighting, I would say the most sane group of FGC players would be the fighters community. The Dragon Ball Fighters guys. Because they're much older for the most part, and they're people that moved from Marvel vs. Capcom into this. Yeah. So it's like the older scene, the older OGs. The Tekken dudes, they're like highbrow. If you can't play Tekken, they're like snarky as fuck. We're not going to get into the Smash community. Y'all got problems. What other game is out there that people play a lot? Mortal Kombat is like just mellow, I would say.
Pokemon community too, but there's a lot of weirdos in that as well.
I let's be real. There's weirdos in every community. Yeah. Let's be real. I'm gonna say, let's be real.
Yeah. I found some people with so many weird ass names on.
Donkey Dick 94. Hey, yo, what are you doing? We playing I'm Animal like, Crossing, bro. What is wrong with you?
Really? KKK member?
I'm a black Nigger Pokemon Killer 45. Like, bro.
Why are y'all allowing this? Like,
Wait, get y'all shit together and make sure you all go buy that Guilty Gear Strive. Because, you know, people don't like the fact that certain games, when they come out, they come out with like 10 characters and you have to buy the characters over time.
What do you mean, like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The DLCs, yeah.
Well, when it comes to MK, that's a whole nother story when it comes to licensing. Mm-hmm. Look at who they have in there. Joker, you got Terminator. That's licensing. So, of course, they're going to, like, each character costs like $7 by themselves. Or you can buy the pack, which is $40. Hell no. I looked at the prices at certain packs, and I'm like, it's not worth it. Street Fighter just released a pack. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably wait until the summertime to get it because I want to play as Akira. Well, sorry. Yeah, I want to play as Akira from Rival Schools.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not paying $40 for a fucking pack? Suck my dick. You good. And the gameplay isn't that good. If the gameplay was really good, it was worth it, is worth it, I would buy it, but it's not. It's not. But Guilty Gear Strive, I feel like that's going to be the shit, man. Buy that. Definitely. I highly recommend everybody they go pre-order it. Well, which camera am I on? This one, right? Devs, leave the game the way it is and just tweak it. Leave the gameplay. It's fast. It's good. It's fun. Just leave it. Please. Don't fuck it over. Don't do a fucking Street Fighter V. Don't do that. Jesus Christ. Whew. And that's it. Pretty shitty episode right there. That was pretty fast.
That was a good gaming episode.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was more nerdy. Yeah, we geeked out a little more than we normally do.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, and then we got Mio playing some tunes in the back, too. I'm jamming, baby.
It got better.
Hey, so you now you got everything
good. This is my original track, you know it?
This right here is a Mio soul track? Why you ain't say that? Let me turn that up real quick for the
no.
Hey. But that's I like this. Mio, I'm gonna buy this song for you from you. Oh no, I want this to be the outro music. This sounds really, really, really good. T Money, what you gotta say for the people before we go, bro? Can you like loop this part right here? Yo, last week. Look, last week. This motherfucker is high as shit. Last week.
What do you mean last week? He's high today.
Yeah, no. No, no, he's not high today. Right now, he's not. But last week's episode, he was high. Miss Bun Bun, you gotta say for these beautiful people out here.
So, for the beautiful people, stay beautiful and make sure you mind yourself and take care of yourself.
Please.
Pandemic is still happening, so make sure you know what's going on with yourself and others. Yeah. Like we do here.
We don't let Mio talk. We don't let Mio talk.
I can't multitask.
She's like, we get, multitask.
So
like,
yeah,
we got to figure out things.
No, don't worry about it. Next time you guys come by, there's gonna be a monitor here so we can hear the music.
Yeah.
One, two. I'm gonna hire somebody, or just pay somebody in alcohol and pizza to just like work the camera. Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. That's bad vibes. Yeah. I was like, never do that. That's such bad vibes.
Lily,
I want to play the music too. I want to do both.
You know what she's saying? You know what she's saying?
I'm so greedy.
Well, I was gonna say, you know what she's saying? You know what she's saying? She's like, pay me extra, and I'll do everything.
She's like, oh, you already paying me? I want the alcohol and the pizza then.
Way to be able to do both.
Don't worry about it. It's gonna take time.
Oh, I was gonna say on that note, for every artist is like, never accept exposure for payment. Exposure don't pay the fucking bills.
They're not exposing shit besides my cameras and my lights. expose that motherfucker. Yeah, pizza and alcohol.
There's no such thing as free labor, or else you get what you pay for.
They're getting alcohol, pizza.
Oh yeah, but that's still kind of that's like the bare minimum. That is the bare minimum, sir. I'm like, no. It's like, I hope everyone out there knows that he's joking, because we know that he's joking. But like, honestly, don't do that. Everything is to be paid alcohol for labor. And pizza. It's never enough.
I got soda too.
I mean, like, I remember when I was younger and I used to be like, can I pay you with drink tickets?
And
I was like, can I pay you in drink? Like, I legit used to get offered that as payment. I was like, no, this is my rate. And I was like, oh, well, this girl is going to do it for that. And I was like, okay, then you can hire her.
Yeah.
And then that's my story of that. That's not like,
wait, did you really put on no scrubs because I just now said I'm going to pay someone in pizza and alcohol?
Yes. She's feeling it. She knows it. Yeah. Feeling it.
Everybody, wash your hands, wash your ass, don't forget your gloves and your motherfucking mask. COVID-19 is real and it's still out here in 2021. If you have the opportunity to get vaccinated, please go get your ass vaccinated. Especially if you're out and about all the time, like I see these motherfuckers in the city all the time not wearing masks, you know? You should probably go get vaccinated.
Check your eligibility, please.
Yes. If you can, go get shot up. And I don't mean that. Seriously. I want to go outside so badly. Guys, I'm definitely going to have a barbecue here. Fuck that. Come on, y'all know.
You're going to cancel because no random.
Yeah. Either. I don't give a fuck if it rains. We're having it here. So they're going to be in the backyard. We're going to barbecue it up or in the front and in the front. And then when shit hits the fan, if it snows, rains, it don't fucking matter. We get lit down here. Fuck them. Fuck the rain. Fuck them. Oh, it's going to rain. It's going to rain all day. I looked outside. I woke up at 6 in the morning. I looked outside. I was like, damn, it's really cloudy. It's going to rain. I was mad. I went to sleep. I woke up.
The Android weather.
Wow.
Also, I bless. Like, I was like, bless you, Tristan. That also did not make sense. It's okay. You try. It's okay. You try. It's okay. Next time.
Apple is trash, my nigga. Apple is trash. Anywho's, I'm ready to get up out of here. I'm ready to kick these motherfuckers out of my house. I'm ready to watch this state of play. I'm ready to be butt ass naked. Yeah, man. That's how I do it here. I mean, you see that exact same spot where you're at right there? Dude, I just be flaccid right there. Just straight flaccid. I'm fucking with you, man. I got sensitive skin. I can't sit on shit naked, man. Anywho, it's the Otaku MC, the Shogun, the Rat Game, Akira Lord Champa himself. What episode is this, bro? Are you about to spray me in the back of my head? What's wrong with you?
It's episode 39.
Episode 39 of the Lord Champa Show. Oh, yo, hold on. Mio, you got anything to say to the people before we go?
Yeah! The music, I understood
that. The music that's playing when I ask Mio to say something is just hilarious. All I hear is, I'm gonna put this cookie in your face. And I'm like, yeah, it's like, I'm just ready for y'all to go. That's all I gotta say. We out this bitch! Episode 39, man. What are we gonna do for episode 40? What are we gonna do for episode 50? What are we gonna do for episode fucking 100, man? What are we gonna do when we get fucking rich, man? I know what.
I mean, like,
get out of the rock. That's a first step.
That's a fact. But yo, we love y'all. Seriously, everybody, bye-bye. Be safe out there. Y'all be good. We gotta go. Peace.
Bye.
Go to school, woman. You got stuff to do.
Hey, I got my priorities.
Strikers.
Yeah.